Every Saturday morning from 11 to noon, it's Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan KFNS. Now, with more, here's David Craig.
And we're broadcasting from the Bomarito Automotive Group studios on 590 The Fan KFNS. Our show is Food Talk STL. And joining me in studio is Chef Eric Brenner. Thanks for coming over, man.
Good morning.
Appreciate having you here. You are a guy with a lot of irons and a lot of fires, one of which is a new gluten-free pizza.
Yes.
What's the scoop on that? Where can I get it? What's the... Give me the story.
Well, as of January this year, we were picked up in all the Dierwerk stores and throughout the St. Louis metropolitan area. We are working on other stores. Straub's will be following soon, and, of course, Whole Foods. We're in Whole Foods in Florida and the West Coast, so we're hoping to get here in the Midwest.
And you are one of the developers of the product?
Yeah, we developed the product, and I'm going to be heading out very soon. We're about to be in another 800 stores setting in July 1st.
So. Now, the name of the product is Bold Organics.
That's correct.
And when I go to Dierwerk's and buy one, is it ready to cook? Or tell me about
sure.
it.
Sure. So it's the concept really was we started off with gluten-free because nearly 3 million people suffer from celiac disease, and then there's another 18 million that have some form of gluten intolerance, and that's on the rise. The food market just hit about $6 billion this year for gluten-free.
Wow.
We decided to go gluten-free, dairy-free. Didn't see much of that out there. And then I went all the way and just did egg-free, tree nut-free, peanut-free. And so it's free of most food allergens. And it is a frozen pizza you buy in the store, pop it in your oven 20 minutes, and you've got it's definitely the healthiest pizza that's out there. If pizza can be considered healthy at all, it's the healthiest version.
And how many different versions do you have?
We have four currently. We have a vegan cheese, a vegan veggie lovers, and then we have a meat lovers that has real meat because people aren't necessarily allergic to meat. So it has pepperoni sausage, and then we have our deluxe, which is kind of all those items thrown together.
Now, there's a guy who is a student at Wash U, and did he bring you in, or what's his involvement in this thing?
He was at Wash U doing an entrepreneurship class, and this was his project. And because he was a very thorough guy, he's from New York, he decided to go ahead and hire a chef to develop the product for his class. Once he developed it, he tasted it and had such a good response, he decided to go ahead and with the whole business. So he basically, took a little short stay away from school, or whatever they call that now, leave of absence.
Yes.
And he is now totally doing this project. We should be in 1,000 stores by the end of July. I mean, it's just blown up quickly.
And that chef was you.
Yeah, he found me. He reached out to his professor who turned him on to a guy named Blake Brokaw, which most people don't know, but he's one of my heroes in this town. He's a little bit further back, but he did a lot of really amazing stuff downtown, Hungry Buddha, and he had Tangerine, the first vegetarian restaurant. So he and I had kept in contact, and he is in the West Coast, so he turned me on to it, and a year later, it's come to fruition. It's pretty fantastic.
Well, your name is best known to people who are foodies as the guy behind Moxie mm-hmm. Restaurant, and which is no longer here. What would you like to say to people? Because you had a lot of fans. You won a lot of awards to people who dined at Moxie, and maybe they didn't get to say goodbye to you, or you didn't get to say goodbye to them.
Yeah, most people who have followed me, I still have my, chefericbrenner.com is my website, and people mm-hmm. kind of follow me there. But since while I was at Moxie, I was doing consulting work, and since I closed Moxie, I continue to do consulting work. And most people know that I did Molly's, and I'm currently working with Robust. We're doing a new location downtown. I work at the Robust here in Webster Groves near you guys, and I continue to help other restaurants kind of develop their menus or grow their businesses. And I've been working with the Isle of Capri for about 3 years now, and that entails. Essentially creating new brands for the company and then installing those brands where there's like a tired food outlet. We go in and we just give it a new skin and train the staff and get the cooks cooking again. And it's a fantastic job, I tell you.
You were suggested to me actually by a Twitter friend who is an Isle of Capri employee. And by the way, Isle of Capri is a casino chain that's headquartered in St. Louis, but they have no casinos here. Their closest is down in Cape. Now,
yes.
When you go to do a job for them or maybe for a local restaurateur, mm-hmm. do you focus primarily on the food or do you focus primarily on the look of the room or, what are the main steps when they bring you in?
Well, for most of the stuff, it's very holistic. It's the food. First thing I do is find out what the neighborhood or the area wants, and then so you have to decide that. Then when you decide where you're going to go, I do the design of the restaurant. I help design the kitchen. I make sure the kitchen is running efficiently. We train the staff front of the house and back of the house, and we make sure that like for Molly's, we did this kind of, you know, New Orleans meets old world Creole meets St. Louis, and we created that. So that menu falls through the entire theme and the look of the place, and it comes all the way down to the staff and how whether or not it's fine dining or it's casual dining.
Okay, we're visiting with Chef Eric Brenner this morning on 590 The Fan, KFNS on Food Talk STL. Places, you know, you're working, you said, with Robust, and you're mm-hmm. consulting some other folks here in town mm-hmm. or have. Okay, I'll ask you to mention a couple of places that you haven't worked with, that you don't work with. Maybe two or three places in town where you've had great or, you know, pretty good meals here in recent months, because I'm sure you're out sampling yeah. the folks and you know, a couple of your faves, Chef Eric Brenner.
You know, for my kind of my tried and true is and continues to be Harvest. It's just they just continue to do such a great job. I think that recently I've been going down to Mango down in Washington. Just something different. It's very new. It's very clean and very exciting, and they're doing a great job as well. You know, I still like, for Italian, Trattoria Marcella is still pretty solid. You know, those are all kind of, I'm kind of a fan of like neighborhood restaurants and supporting the guys and people. I respect restaurants that have been doing it for a long time mm-hmm. and people who've put in the time. I'm not necessarily one that jumps out on the next new trend. I respect the guys that have been doing it for a while.
Okay. You mentioned a moment ago that when you're consulting a restaurant, you want to work with the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess my question then would be, how do you research that? How do you get the vibe or the food desires or whatever of a particular neighborhood?
Well, you kind of have to definitely, especially when I'm doing things for the casino where I'm going out into a city I've never seen before. Places, I'll give an example. Right now I'm working in Vicksburg, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
You have to eat at all the restaurants that are around, see which ones are busy, see which ones aren't so busy, and then get a sense of I always try to say, okay, what is everyone not doing? Not so much what they're doing successfully, but what are they not doing? When I worked in Black Hawk at one of the casinos, there's like, I don't know, 13 or so casinos really closely packed. And I said, who's got the best burger? And nobody knew. So I said, that's going to be our angle. We're going to be the best burger on the mountain. And so it just depends and it's usually something that I also want to make sure is going to survive and make money. So I've gone away from fine dining and gone more into, you know, feed the masses kind of a situation.
Well, it's interesting. Most of the casinos in St. Louis have a variety of levels. If you go, for instance, like down here to River City, you can eat cheap, you can eat more expensively, and you can go to the buffet. Do you do the whole lineup when
yes.
you go, like, say, to Cape or Vicksburg or something?
Yeah, one of the great things we did recently with the Olive Capri is we created the Farmer's Pick Buffet, which is a farm-to-table. I went to these communities, and I looked around, and I was like, they're all surrounded by farmland. They're in Iowa, Missouri, and Mississippi.
Yeah.
So I was like, we should be reaching out to these people. If they don't work on a farm, they probably have family, or they work on machinery that makes a, you know, farm.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
we decided to go farm to table in those areas. We created the idea of Farmer's Pick Buffet, and we're installing those now in various locations. Otis and Henry was a restaurant I developed, kind of like a restaurant that had at its heart kind of soul food or comfort food or just kind of home style cooking. But then if we put it in Colorado or if we put it in Louisiana, they would be different in some way. One would be more Creole, one would be more maybe Tex-Mex. But at the core, it would be comfort food. And then, you know, there's express little things I've done. And then I've also done the high-end steakhouse restaurants and fine dining restaurants. So we have a variety of brands that we're working on.
We're visiting with Chef Eric Brenner. Your website is chefericbrenner.com.
Yes.
.com.
Yeah.
You mentioned you're working with Robust in the new location downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Give me your thoughts on that. Was it called the Mercantile Exchange?
Yeah, I mean, it's on the other side. So they've developed Washington up to the, it's going to be the north side of the convention center.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, really, I'm sorry, it would be the
west side.
West side,
yeah.
Right. So we're on the east side of the convention center. And that area, which used to be St. Louis Center, has been kind of dormant. And so this new development is going to kind of bring the energy down further, closer to downtown. And what I think the attempt is truly is to connect what's really happening on Washington with the downtown area a little bit more. And I think this is a huge idea to do it. And I think it's a better idea than a shopping mall.
Okay, well, Pie Pizza, I guess, just opened. And,
yes.
And Robust is going to open this summer?
Probably later, like around August to October, somewhere in that range. We're thinking.
And the Tani Sushi is going to be there, and Snarf Sandwiches. Are there more? Is there going to be more food development in that?
Yeah, there is. I mean, the big thing is the Blues Hall of Fame. You know, they're trying to do the St. Louis Blues Hall of Fame. In terms of, and I believe that I don't quite understand if it's actually the Blues the music or Blues the team.
I think it's the music.
I think so, too. So at first I was like, don't they have their own stadium? That development is exciting. And between all the things I have going, you know, right now the frozen pizza is the most exciting because it's nationwide. And I did my first national cooking demo the other day on WGN in Chicago. So I'm doing more of that kind of stuff. And it's just kind of it's something that really I care about. At Moxie, no one really, you know, we were right by Barnes Hospital. And nobody really gave people with a food allergy the respect I feel they deserve. My wife has a peanut allergy, and most of the time they just roll their eyes and they say, well, good luck, you know? you know what I mean? Or if you say you're a vegan, I know because I work in kitchens. The chefs are like, you know, if you go to a bar, a late-night bar where there's a bunch of chefs, they're complaining about the vegans and vegetarians and special order people. We were the opposite. We loved it. I was right by Barnes, and people were coming over with all kinds of lists, and I was like, you know, I want to help these people, and I want to at least respect them and give them a great meal. They deserve it as much as anybody else. Our goal at our restaurant was to make that vegetarian dish look better than all the other food on the table, so that rather than being felt like they were left out, they felt like they were being treated special. And then that energy is what's going into this new brand, the Bold Organics brand. It's just taking that. Hopefully, we can have a whole freezer case at one point. We're working on about 40 new products right now, and that'll be something people can just grab and throwing, you know, cook at home.
Well, it sounds very cool, and I'm sure there's a lot of people listening right now hearing your attitude toward people with food allergies, saying amen, brother.
Yes, thank absolutely.
Thank you for saying those words.
Yes.
The man saying them is Chef Eric Brenner, our guest this morning on Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan. Thank you very much for stopping in.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
It's
Eric
you
Brenner. We're going to take a break right now on Food Talk STL 590 The Fan. We're broadcasting from the Bomarito Automotive Group Studios. Thank you for listening. More food talk coming up with Michael Renner from Sauce in just a moment on KFNS.